Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on September 16. The name is Dana, D-A-N-A, Cleary, C-L-E-A-R-Y. Dana Cleary is a 38-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-14-20, but at that time, a 2-inch by 4-inch piece of wood hit her in the back of the head. Perci did not experience loss of consciousness. Perci did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. With further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a concussion and post-traumatic headaches. Perci did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Perci had been placed on gabapentin without follow-up. Perci still sees Dr. William Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, for neurology care. Perci did not indicate whether she had any previous problems or injuries to the involved areas. Similarly, she did not relate if she had any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show Ms. Cleary was seen at virtual urgent care on the date of the accident. Period. She related the 2x4 impacted her on the left side of her head. Period. She had numbness in her left frontal and forehead region initially, but that subsided. Period. She had right-sided neck pain, slight dizziness, and blurred vision. Period. She initially had nausea, which had subsided. Period. She was already on a host of medications, including Furoset, Flonase, Emgality injection, spironolactone, and Ubrelvy, U-B-R-E-L-V-Y, for headaches. Period. Upon clinical exam, there was a contusion to the left parietal scalp, but no raccoon eyes, battle sign, or lacerations. Period. She was evaluated and referred to the emergency room. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day, confirming she did not have loss of consciousness. Period. She had some photosensitivity and nausea and dizziness, but no vomiting. Period. She denied any numbness or weakness. Period. History is remarkable for pulmonary embolism. Period. She had a normal neurologic evaluation and appears to have been treated and released. Period. On 10-21-20, she was seen by Dr. De Guzman, D-E-G-U-Z-M-A-N, who was a family physician. Period. He wrote he had seen Ms. Cleary and diagnosed her with a concussion, headache, and fatigue. Period. He recommended she stay home from work for 2 weeks. And on 11-5-20, returned to work half days for the next week. Period. In paragraphs, her petitioner returned to virtual urgent care on 10-22-20. Period. They limited her computer use to 1 hour at a time. Period. These were to be in place until evaluated by a neurologist. Period. New paragraph. After what appears to be a long gap in care, she was seen neurologically on 6-18-21 by Dr. Preis, P-R-E-I-S, period. She was on a host of medications, including albuterol, amitriptyline, aspirin, Furoset, Emgality injector, fluocinolone, topical solution, fluticasone, nasal spray, Horizant, ER, Nurtec, disintegrating tablet, prednisolone eye drops, spironolactone, and Ubrelvy. Period. They noted she was still having bad headaches twice per week. Period. She used the Nurtec when she gets a bad headache. Period. She had some issues with blurred vision and floaters. now and had it with reading the previous week. Period. She had been on horizon at dinner and then added Elavil and been sleeping better. Period. She is now getting about 7 hours per night. Period. She is now more refreshed in the morning. Period. She reported persistent headache complaints along with tinnitus. Period. She complained of intermittent concentration and inattention. Comma, left ear ringing. Comma, feeling a little clumsy. Comma, arthralgias and joint pain. Comma, neck pain. Comma, as well as sleep disturbance and restless sleep. Period. Upon physical exam, she did not have spontaneous speech. Period. There was mild hesitation to answer and word searching at times. Period. Memory remote was intact and recent memory was impaired. Period. There was mild inattention and concentration intermittently. Period. She was alert and oriented at time, place, and person. Period. Mood and affect were normal. Period. She cannot appropriately name objects, but she can appropriately name objects, but could not repeat phrases. Period. He performed a neurologic exam, found a mild left eyelid lag, comma, left greater than right, occipital notch tenderness, similar to the headache, comma, left TMJ tenderness, comma, full cervical range of motion with tenderness on the left greater than right, upper trapezius and scapular tension, comma, tenderness in the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. She had mild, unsteady tandem gait. Period. There were decreased reflexes in both the upper extremities in particular. Period. He diagnosed her with muscle spasm, comma, cervicalgia / occipital neuralgia, comma, and myofascial pain. Period. A set of trigger point injections were administered. Period. It appears that additional diagnoses were rendered, including migraine, comma, concussion injury of the brain, comma, post-traumatic headache, comma, cervical occipital neuralgia, comma, minimal cognitive impairment, comma, sleep disorder, comma, and neck pain. Period. She was followed by Dr. Priest over the next few months, running through 12, 15, 21, period. Another set of trigger point injections were administered. Period. She had an additional diagnosis of chronic intractable migraine without aura. Period. She had her Nurtec increased, and she was continued on horizon, comma, amitriptyline, comma, referred to chiropractor for neck pains and strains. Period. She was to continue working full time but take breaks as needed. Period. She was going to follow up with her primary care physician. Period. New paragraph. On 4/15/22, the petitioner was seen by neurologist Dr. Sharetz, Sharetts. In addition to the subject event, he ascertained her being involved in a 2017 motor vehicle accident, for which she received short-term chiropractic care. Period. She also had a work-related injury in 2015, resulting in a twisted knee, but again recovered uneventfully. Period. She also received treatment for a pulmonary embolus. Period. Moreover, he learned she had a long history of migraine-type headaches dating to 2010, approximating her first pregnancy. Period. She was under the care of Dr. Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R. Period. She had Botox injections for several years, as well as treatment with Furoset, and Galati, and Ubrelvy, period, and put this in bold. This obviously speaks to a very long history of headaches and associated symptoms, the same that were offered after the subject event. Her treatment had included modalities for recalcitrant headaches. He learned that when initially seen at virtual ER, she had a CAT scan. She did not have a CAT scan, nor were any sutures required, nor were there any reported subjective dental fractures. She was no longer under the care of Dr. Priest, nor is she receiving any physical or cognitive therapy. On her own, she saw another neurologist named Dr. Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, who prescribed Qulipta, Q-U-L-I-P-T-A. She reported migraine-type headaches 2 to 3 times per week in the frontal region. There were occasional jabs in the posterior part of her head, which last a few seconds. She was concerned about short-term memory difficulty and concentration difficulties with multitasking at work. These symptoms were gradually improving. She has self-initiated cognitive skills, which she is familiar with from her line of work. She denied any psychological concerns or those involving cerebral or lumbar spine symptomatology or arm and leg issues. He performed a clinical examination, noting TMJ and occipital notch areas were unremarkable. Range of motion of the neck was complete. Cranial nerves were intact. Essentially, she had a normal neurologic exam. He noted she had a pre-index history of note for migraine-type headaches dating back to approximately 2010, with neurologic care given primarily by Dr. Keller. She had received various treatment modalities, including Botox, Emgality, Ubrelvy, and Furoset. As a result of the index event, he diagnosed mild CNS concussion without documented loss of consciousness, contact seizure, vomiting, or amnesia. There was also potential for a mild cervical musculoskeletal injury without a radicular component. His exam was unremarkable regarding cervical paraspinal spasm or occipital neuritis. He wrote there was no documentation of an occipital nerve block being completed. She did have persistent episodic headaches with numerous medication trials through Dr. Priest. He opined she should be afforded neurologic follow-up for her pre-existing migraine-type headaches, but this would be without assigned causality to the index event. With respect to her subjective cognitive and processing issues, she was working as a program director full-time without adverse performance reviews. She also related the entire history without referring to notes or records. There was no indication for a formal neuropsychological assessment. He opined she did not sustain any permanent neurologic injury or disability as a result of the index event. There was no contraindication to hint her continuing vocational endeavors full time. Physical exam. General appearance, she had a full suntan that she attributed to just returning from South Carolina. Under head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal. General appearance, she indicated she had an MRI of her brain on 3/31/22, that was normal. we will include the full longer neurologic template, period. Leave out the upper and lower extremities themselves. Cervical, there was tenderness, palpation of the lower left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral is normal. Impressions. On 10-14, 20 Dana Cleary was struck on the head by a 2-inch by 4-inch piece of wood. Period, she did not experience loss of consciousness or a fall. Period, she was seen at the emergency room, at urgent care and then referred to the emergency room. Period, her injuries were not deemed to be severe enough to justify a CAT scan, nor did she require any sutures. Period, she then was seen by her personal physician named Dr. De Guzman. Period. She then returned to the neurologic care of Dr. Priest on 6-18-21, with whom she evidently had a previous relationship. Period. He noted she was already taking numerous headache medications. Period. She followed up with him over the next several months with various medication regimens and injections and trigger point injections. Period. She apparently had a normal brain MRI at 3/31/22. Period. She was seen neurologically by Dr. Sharitz on 4/15/22. Period. He noted a history of prior headaches. Period. This contradicts the history given by Ms. Cleary at the current evaluation. Period. She reported issues with short and long-term memory and ongoing headaches approximately one time per week. Period. New paragraph. The brain MRI was done at STAT imaging. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was unrevealing. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma, neck, comma, back, comma, neurologic, comma, cosmetic, comma, or psychological residuals. Period. New paragraph. At the initial urgent care visit, they learned she was previously diagnosed with migraines on 1/29/19. Period. She has been able to continue working for the insured. Period. She has been working at home for the past 6 years. Period. She denies having any performance issues while at work. Period. And that is the end.